Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I am thrilled to be the pastor of Sugar Hill Church in Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. Today, we're going to tackle an old song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Well, in this case, we're going to be teaching out of what Jesus had to say in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 17, where Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, there's a couple of big words in there that we really need to get a hold of, and one of them is fulfill. Now, if you looked at the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of laws. And then over in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, Jesus makes a point in saying that all of those laws hang underneath the two critical laws of love God and love other people as you love yourself. And he says that when we do those things, that what we're truly doing is we are fulfilling all those laws. But he makes a big deal in saying, if you relax, then you are really in trouble. I often wonder what I would have thought about Jesus had I met him in the flesh and I had heard these words up front and personal. Would I have wanted to follow him? Would I have thought he was kind of one of those crazy guys that kind of shows up and attracts a crowd for a season, but it was gone? Would I have followed him even though it seemed like it was dangerous and it was challenging? Well, I don't know. My guess is I would have been so tempted to side with the religious leaders of the day, those Pharisees that had been harboring and laboring and shouting and fighting about this thought of tradition and scripture and preach the law, and they had no room for the Messiah. Would I have sidled up to them and said, you know, that's really kind of where I'm at? You know, I might would have been jealous of the success that Jesus had and the fame that came with him. I mean, Jesus was, he was a rock star rabbi, if there were such a thing, in first century Judaism. You know, when I read that Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, but to uphold it, I receive this as a man, as a person who's well aware of my own proclivity toward legalism, because I can measure that. I can look at a list of rules and say, yeah, I did that well or I did that wrong. I can look at legalism and I can say, wow, if we can make everybody think the same way and say the same things and act the same way, then we're really being more like God. When the whole time Jesus is making a big deal about saying, wait a minute, I am the law. I fulfilled the law. If you are in me, I am in you. Jesus comes along and at some perfect, wonderful time, everyone would have heard Jesus' teaching and watched his actions with a lot of wonder. Now, you know, the Pharisees, they would have assumed that Jesus was abolishing the law, and they'd been upset at the whole concept of it. And those on the fringe of Jewish society might have said, yeah, man, finally, we got somebody we can get behind. Get after it. You know, I wonder, though, if each of these extremes could have looked at Jesus' grace and the mercy that he offered people in need, I wonder if we could have looked at the abolishment of the law and said, wow, that's refreshing. Because he informed them that he didn't come to abolish, but he came to fulfill. He said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And after all that bluster, he demolished the expectations each of these groups had for him. Today, this is what Jesus wants for you to see, that righteousness of the heart must be greater than the outward actions or conformity to the law. Jesus upped the stakes and said, this isn't about a rule. This isn't about a denomination. This isn't about religion. It's about me. My greatest joy is pastoring a church that believes in our core that Jesus is enough. We don't need more rules. We don't need more religion. We just need more of Him. Today, my friend, bask in the mercy that He offers you. Take everything to Him and rest in Him. And hear Him say, as you are in me, I am in you. Oh, my friend, that's why Jesus is enough. I can't wait to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our worship gatherings at 9:30 or 11. You can always watch us online at live.sugarhill.church or on our Facebook page that I hope you'll go and like right now. God bless you. Bye now.